FM 90.3 WJTL, that's John Micah Summerall of Cutlass, King and Savior, Switchfoot, Meant to Live. Good morning at 7:21.
Weather-wise today, partly sunny, still humid. Highs near 90, chance of storms and showers today. Then mostly cloudy tonight, lows 68. Still a chance of storms, also a chance tomorrow, with partly sunny skies and near 90 temps. And then relief for the weekend, partly sunny, pleasant, and 82. Right now, the sun is out, it's shining, and it's 66.
Our very special guest today, Abbas Hamid of Hamid Christian Ministries. Good morning to you, Abbas.
Good morning, Fred.
Great to have you here.
Great being here.
You have a fantastic testimony about how the Lord has brought you to Loyola, PA,
yes.
And it all started in Iraq. Tell us about that.
Yes, I was born and raised in Iraq, and in 2003, after the war, I joined the U.S. side, working with the U.S. troops as an interpreter, and a couple years after being an interpreter, I was in the SWAT team, and after the SWAT, and before, while I was in the SWAT team, I survived a car bomb attack, and that's pretty much where I started looking for the Lord, and because it is inside of me that there's something saying that it wasn't the God of Islam or anything else, but it was the God who created heaven and earth. It was pretty much pointing to Jesus. And that's pretty much where my life began, in searching for God and finding Jesus.
So was that over a period of time, or was there one moment where you said, yes, now I give my heart to Jesus? How did that happen?
So that, you know, in 2005, when I got hit by the car bomb, and it took 2 years after that to find somebody who could teach me how to read the Bible. And like I mentioned to you, the way I was reading the Bible was confusing and it wasn't making sense to me. And so, you know, that individual was not even supposed to be in Iraq, but he got deployed to Iraq, and he wasn't even supposed to be in the same base that I was. And he was assigned into that same base. And so God was in it. And so it was a God thing. That that he sent somebody to help me, to lead me, to set the example for me, and he was answering every question that I had. And a question wasn't being curious questions, but really wanted to know, because I know that was the God that really my heart was leading toward. So
I imagine it was very. Is it unusual for somebody who grew up in Iraq to become part of the U.S. forces and become a Christian? I'm imagining that doesn't happen every day.
No, absolutely not. When you grow up in, when I grew up in Iraq, people there, you know, it's a Muslim nation, you know, and so when you join the U.S. troops and start working with the U.S. troops, you automatically consider a traitor. Mm. You betray your people, and you work in with infidels, you know, as they call us, you know, Christians. And so I not only put my life on the line, but my family. Mm. And so while I was there, I covered my face, you know, disguised myself, and just for safety, like not only for me, but my family. And so, yeah, so it's not an everyday thing that you would see somebody do that.
So you became part of the U.S. forces. You gave your heart to Jesus. Mm-hmm. You came to the United States. What year was that you came to the United States?
So I came to the U.S. in 2007, September 2007. And when I got to the U.S., I lived in Texas, and it wasn't the right place for me there. And so I prayed and asked the Lord to put me among his people where I could continue and growing and knowing him, and have that personal relationship with him. And I got to join the Army from there and moved to South Carolina for training. I was there for about a year, and then after that moved to North Carolina and lived with the same guy who led me to Christ in Iraq.
Wow.
Pretty much where my discipleship, you know, training in the Bible, studying the Bible, memorizing scripture, began.
And now you have the opportunity to share. I understand yesterday you were on Christian Broadcasting Network. You Skyped with them and they shared your testimony.
Yeah. Had an interview with the same guy who mentored Scott, who is the one who led me to Christ.
Yeah.
So they interview him on Facebook Live, and they shared a video of an interview with me as well.
Yeah.
And so that's exciting, and just seeing the Lord using it in so many lives and just really been blessings to others.
And did you say Christianity Today also interviewed you?
Yes. Christianity Today, they have an article, and it's issued on for... It's a July-August issue, and it's out. You could check it out on our website, or you could go to Christianity Today and check it out there.
We're talking with Abbas Hamid of Hamid Christian Ministries. What is your website, Abbas? How can people find that?
It's HamidChristianMinistries.com. You could find it by just Googling that name, and or you could go on Facebook. We have a Facebook page as well.
And now you'd like to share your story with local churches, veterans groups, anybody locally who would love to hear how God has brought you from Iraq to here and knowing him.
Absolutely. I would love to come to your church and share what God had done in my life, and just encouraging everyone, and just sharing the power of God and the power of transformation.
Amazing testimony of Abbas. You can have him come to your youth group, your veterans group, any group. You just want to share your heart.
Absolutely. And we're not only sharing my testimony, but we could do Bible studies or Bible teaching. And that's included with the testimony.
Once again, visit online HamidChristianMinistries.com. Hamid is H-A-M-E-E-D. Or you could go to Facebook, Hamid Christian Ministries. Just type that into the search, and you could see Abbas's Facebook page as well. We'll talk more with Abbas coming up in just a bit. Right now, Brandon Heath's tune, Whole Heart, on WJTL. Good morning.